August 23rd, 1979, talking to Josephine Roberts and Tanana. This is tape number 2 for tonight.
And this, we're just dancing, you know, this new dance, you know, this new, I don't know what you would call it. It's the same thing all night long. It seems like it just never changes. Like how we used to dance, you know, square dances, one step, waltz, two step, all kinds of, you know, like shawty's and stuff like that. And here we are dancing the same thing all night long. You know, just no change. And this one kid tell me, boy, you wish you were young again. You know, that's what I got to thinking. And I thought, I look at him and I said, no. I said, no, I don't think so. I said, I think, you know, my time was better than yours. Meaning, especially the dances, you know. That's what I thought at that time. I still think so. Because now they have dances, it's not so good. For one thing, the music is too loud. You're just almost deaf by the time you get out. And then it's the same thing all night long. Well, I used to go to dances all the time, but then I thought it'll never change. It's the same. You're going to dance one dance and it's going to be the whole night long. You're not going to dance square dances or waltz or two-step or shawty's or whatever. It's trying to come back. It's trying to come back, but it's a hard going thing, you know.
People want to sneak out and dance more often.
And all of a sudden there's a lot of people in there, and all of a sudden there's hardly nobody there. They all go. There's something better to do, you know. Probably go somewhere to smoke their joint or whatever. I think that's more fun. I don't know. But I don't miss it. Changed. Yeah, right. Sure did.
So you were saying something else about Tana when the other tape went out. You were talking about who had the stores here.
Oh yeah, Northern Commercial Company and Vishon's store. They used to call it TC Company. Now I don't even remember what that TC stands for.
Canada Commercial.
It could be. I don't know. It could be too. But I know Andy Vishon used to run it, you know, but he sold out to Northern Commercial Company.
What was his last name?
Andy Vishon. Mm-hmm, yeah. Used to buy all the fish in summertime. They used to bundle their fish, you know, in 50-pound bales. That's how they used to. We used to come up barge full of fish, you know, I don't know how many bales. We at least make 3 trips, and then they get their all winter food with that, you know, like flour and sugar and all that lard, the main stuff, you know, dry fruit.
So you used to sell fish too?
Mm-hmm, yeah, we did.
Is that when you're fishing on?
At Callan's, uh-huh, yeah.
Reinhardt?
You mean the German?
Yeah, German. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that the
same right below Grand Creek?
No, it's different than nobody is fishing at the place where we used to fish. My father-in-law, Adam Minook, had this one place where we used to fish our main camp, you know. That's summer and winter camp. We had a a tower there. I know we have a sitting place up there, and we used to watch the lake. We used to watch the moose from there. There used to be at least two moose there, you know, feeding.
Norman!
Where was that tower? Norman! Out of logs and poles, you know, and we had a platform on top there that we sit there and we just watch those moose. So we sit there with binoculars, watch those moose hours at time. A lot of ducks back there too. We used to go back there in canoe and shoot maybe 3 or 4 and then have our meat that way. Because after a while you get tired of fish, you know. Fish every day. And then duck soup really tastes good. Then it's time for berry picking time too. Salmon berries, blueberries, Lobus cranberries. Not so much rose hips or hybrid cranberries. Because my husband didn't like hybrid cranberries. He didn't like the smell of it when it's cooking.
Do you go make more tea?
What? Tea.
You know, there's always special days that people have special days in the year, you know, like Christmas, New Year's, and other kinds of celebrations come on special days. What do you remember any special days like when you were growing up?
You mean down home?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember Christmas, Easter. Those are the holidays I remember, and 4th of July, because then we get to go to either Ruby or Kaikuk or Nalaro. But I used to like to go to Kaikuk and Nalaro, best of all. Because Ruby was more like a white town, you know. There's hardly any natives there. Not very many Indians there, you know, and you didn't have as much fun as you would if you went down to Kaikuk and Nalaro, where there's more natives. I mean, that's the way I see it for myself, you know.
So people may have to enjoy themselves more.
Kaikuk and Nalaro, yes, with all those good dances, you know.
Well, so what would Easter be like? What would people do?
Well, we look forward for the Father to come to have the Easter service, you know. And then that's it, you know. Just to have service. And then Father Bo used to have hymns, you know, in our native dialect. He got so that he was pretty good at it. And then we go to catechism, stuff like that. And we really like that. Because we're an isolated village, you know, and when anybody comes to Galena, it was really something for us, I guess. Such a little thing, but it meant a lot to us. Oh, and we were right there every night, too.
So how long was it Father Bo who would come?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or Father MacAmeel.
Mm-hmm. And how long would they stay?
They'd stay about a week at a time, 2 weeks sometimes.
And they would have some kind of service every day?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They'd have catechism every day. We used to call them catechism them days, you know. And then Mass. And that was really something for us, something to do, I guess. But we really enjoyed it. And then Christmas, we used to get those little box about maybe about a foot long, or maybe even 10 inches long, and about. It's so big, yeah. It's so big, you know, and there's necklaces and combs, barrettes, and I don't know what else is in there. Pencils, you know, scissors, maybe needles or thread for girls, I guess. We were so happy to get those things. We used to really look forward to those little boxes. Now these kids, now they get all kinds of packages and they get done and they're still looking for some more. I don't know what they're looking for. They're spoiled.
Well, who would give you those packages?
School.
School.
Yeah, the Red Cross send it to the school, and then we get it for the Christmas. You know, we get them after the Christmas program. We used to have, you know, some kind of play. Everybody goes to it. Everybody gets dressed up, you know. Then they have coffee and cake and stuff like that. That was a big thing for us. That was when Miss McElroy was teaching. You know, she wanted to take me to Seattle to put me through school. Because she said, I was really smart. She said, you should go to school. She said, I'd like to take you back to Seattle. She said, and really put you through school. College. I didn't even know what college meant them days. You know, but my mother and them wouldn't part with me. Who's going to help her? She wanted to send me to Eklutna. That's some kind of high school there. And when it was time for me to go, they sent Mary instead, my sister, because my mom was going to have a baby and nobody to help her. So Mary went, and I stayed home. Mary didn't stay there too long. She lasted not even a year, I think. I should have gone. I like school, really. So I always think when kids go to high school, they're lucky. I didn't get to go to high school. Didn't give myself a chance. Where do you get these cups from? See, they're strange.
He's tall. Well,
yeah, he's shorter than my other sons. He's the shortest boy I have, yeah. Well, what else can we talk about? I have 5 girls and 5 boys. I lost 2 boys. 5 boys are living and 5 girls are living. There's 2 boys. It's Norman and Jean. That's Jackie Roberts, that's my son. Mm-hmm. He looks a lot like his dad. Oh, yes. He looks a lot like his dad, that one. That's the only one.
And everyone else looks like you?
Some of them. They always say Julie looks like me. And Jeanette, they always say she looks like me, but I don't know.
Do all your kids live in Canada?
No. One is in California. 2 is in Fairbanks right now. 1 at Manly. And the twin boys are here. They got family. Jerry's out firefighting. So is his wife. So we've got their little boy and their little girl. Judy is babysitting for them. And Tommy is back here. It's my other son, Jerry's twin brother. He's got three kids. I have 14 grandchildren and all. She wants to go home, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's have our tea. Sure. The house has been moved three times. And the last time it was moved by Albert Amwack. When I first came in 1940, Louise Noble, she was a laundry woman there at the old hospital. And she said, let's go visit my friend. And I said, all right. So we started walking uptown from the hospital, you know. She just lived not too far away from the hospital, and I used to go over to visit her because she just lived right over there, you know. And we started up, and there was this moose hall. It's a big building. And this house was sitting right next to it. And the door was right here. Of course, it was higher at that time, I guess. And the door was right here. Window was right here. And that's the first window I noticed. As I came in, I saw that window there. I thought, gee, that's a funny window. I thought, I never knew I was going to own that window someday. Yeah, you know that one time, Dr. Lorenzen, he said, I'd like to take a picture of your window. And I look at him and I smile and I said, why do you want to take a picture of my window, doctor? And he said, well, I don't know. I always thought I'd like to take a picture of your window. And he said, what kind of window is it? And I said, it's just a plain, I don't know what kind of window it is. It's just plain window, but I said, look odd, that's all, you know. And then he said, is it stained window? And I said, no, that's not stained window. He thought it was those church kind, you know. That's what he thought it was.
I was thinking when I went past it, mm-hmm. This is your house.
Yeah.
That's the kind of window I want.
But it's so old. But then they say it just went with the house all the way around. And I was just telling those girls that I should just put a new window in there. And they said, they got used to it. They said, no. But every time this house was moved, well, it was cut down. As a result, it's only 16 by 20, I guess.
Well, how big was it?
Must have been a big house. Yeah.
Well, why did it get moved?
Well, you know that old cafe? Mm-hmm. You hear about that old cafe?
I heard about it. But
it's all nailed up. Well, that's where they had a house, and it burnt down. And then they bought this house from somebody, and then they got this land. So that's where he moved it, and this is the best location, as far as I can see. This is you could see way up, you could see way down. You know, it's a nice place. And we just, somehow we used to live way back there, right next to that city hall, right behind there someplace, right in the grass around there someplace. We had an old house. And my boys were small. He was still gone, you know. And they used to break out every summer. They used to just, you know, break out, and water just come out of, and the doctor said, you know, he said, I think your children are allergic to something that's growing around that place, because every August, he said, they break out. He said, you should move away from that place. And I said, gee, where am I going to move to? I said, that's the only place that we have, you know. And then that winter, our house burned down. And then we stayed with my father-in-law, Adam Nook, for a while, for a few days, until we got hold of this place. We said, we'll rent this place. We just closed off the upstairs and just moved in. And then the following year, the MK, you know, they start working on the site there. This guy, Askins, wrote to us and asked if we wanted to buy the place. And we said, yes, because we were paying him rent, you know, for over a year. Almost 2 years, I guess. That's how we got hold of this place. He used to have a big garden over here. It goes all, the lot goes all the way, way over there, right almost next to that building over there. Over here and back here, this next building. So that's a pretty big property. That's how we got hold of this place. Always did those
kids. The house was here then?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Askins bought it from Oliver Amwife, because Oliver Amwife decided that he's going to move to Fairbanks. He wanted to move. They're pretty old now. And then no more. The kids never broke out with sores anymore in summertime. Not once. So there, I guess this doctor was right. Maybe there was something that was growing back there that they were allergic to or something. I don't know.
Well, I was wondering if you go back in time again.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering a little bit more about when you were staying, you know, at fish camp, your summer camp, down in Callens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what that was like, you know, who you would see then.
Well, there's quite a few people there. There was Charlie Kennedy. Is it Charlie Kennedy? Right above us. It's not far. It's just about maybe not even 2 miles. And then our camp, and then below there's another camp, Nathaniel Williams camp at the point. And then just a little below there was Tom Butler's camp. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4 camps just right in that area. And then right across from there, little below there, that's where this guy you're talking about, what's his name? Reinhardt?
Mm-hmm.
That's, used to be Pete Clumden's camp, but then Maggie Elliott and Jack Elliott used to go there and used to fish there in summertime. So they had their camp there. And then right above there, right across from us, is Grand Creek. So there was another camp there. And boats used to stop there all the time because there was a mining camp there, and they used to unload things there, like cats and stuff, you know. I understand that mining camp is open again there this summer. I guess every summer, I don't know. I don't even know the people. I don't even know their name, but they're there. Anyway, so when you want to go berry picking, you just go next camp and we say, well, we're going berry picking. Who wants to go berry picking? You know, that's the way it goes. We used to go down Mason Slough That's where we used to pick blueberries. And then right below Tom Butler, later it was John R.'s camp. They call it John R.'s camp now.
Can I have some?
Mom. Turn it off. So we'd go for berries, you know. There's a slough below us where we go for berries too, Lobus cranberries. And between our camp, right behind us, there's where we pick salmon berries. Or we used to, but they say it's overgrown now.
So was that the summer camp? Were you there any of the other time of the year?
Yeah, we stayed there all year round. Mm-hmm. We had 1, 2, 3 cabins there, the old camp. But then later, my father-in-law bought Charlotte Kennedy's place.
So all these other people who were nearby at Charlie Kennedy,
they're all gone. They just all died off. Mm-hmm. Charlie Kennedy is gone. His son, Roe Kennedy, is gone. His wife remarried. She's around Fairbanks somewhere. And Nathaniel Williams and his family, they're all gone. The whole family is almost gone. They're all dead. They're just all dead. John R. is gone. Tom Butler and his wife is gone. John R. and his wife, they're dead. They're just their kids is living. Pinky and Thomas Winston. And Maggie and Jack Elliott, they're gone. And this guy that used to live at Grand Creek, he's gone. Harry Mudge used to be his name. He's gone. And right below him, not just too far, Lottie used to live there. I don't even remember her last name. That's funny, huh, how you forget. Yeah, too many people to remember, but she's dead too anyway. Gosh, my father-in-law and his wife, they're gone. Their son Henry is gone, just Jimmy and Pascu is living, besides myself. Just the whole area, everybody's gone. Isn't that strange?
Who's in that area now?
Reinhardt. Right. That's right.
Nobody from here goes down
there? Oh, Jimmy's and them still. He said he took some couch and chairs and stuff like that down to his cabin. He said, boy, it's going to be a modern place. They took propane stove and stuff like that down too, you know. So he's getting it ready so he can go there when he retire, I guess, next year. Mm-hmm. But I still think they should build a new house. That's an old house, old smokehouse. Their dad was a real good, hard-working man. But boy, once they got started drinking, they were hard drinkers too. Never quit. I wonder what it'll be like if there was no booze, no drug, no nothing. Oh, they used to just drink, 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 drink.